Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. In October 2023, the Biden administration announced the Mid-Atlantic Clean Hydrogen Hub, or MACH 2, was among a series of hydrogen hubs selected to receive substantial federal grants to jumpstart the hydrogen fuel industry. But it wasn't until the final days of the Biden administration in January that MACH 2 received the first $18.8 million of a promised $750 million to bring together various governments and business interests in Delaware, Southeast Pennsylvania, and South Jersey to create a hub with the promise of creating jobs while combating climate change. So where does this ambitious and at times controversial project stand after receiving that initial federal funding? And as a new Trump administration takes office with its own energy strategy. This week, contributor John Hurl takes a closer look at the status of MACH 2 and its future prospects in his latest piece available at DelawarePublic.org. And we chatted earlier this week about what he learned. So once again, let's start with a quick recap. What is MACH 2 and what is it trying to accomplish?
Well, it is a network of producers, consumers, and distributors of hydrogen in that Delaware, South Jersey, and southeastern PA area. It's one of seven so-called hydrogen hubs that were introduced by former President Biden at the end of 2023. And he promised a total of up to $7 billion for the whole program, about $750 million of which would go to the Mid-Atlantic hydrogen hub. So there are now 12 local partners, six of which are based in Delaware. A couple of examples would be Chesapeake Utilities. They plan to make hydrogen from solar-generated electricity. And then there's PBF, the owner of the Delaware City Refinery, and they also plan to make hydrogen in electrolyzers, which I'm told are about the size of the back of a tractor trailer, and that would be on the grounds of the Delaware City Refinery.
So MACH 2 was one of the last hubs to get this initial piece of federal funding, getting approval just before, as we mentioned, the Biden administration left office. Is there any indication why it took so long for MACH 2 to get that initial $18.8 million?
Well, one of the things that hydrogen hub leaders across the country were waiting for were some new rules out of the Treasury called the 45V rule and rules, and they determine whether hydrogen produced or consumed is tax deductible or to the extent that it is. Those rules were expected by the end of 2024. They didn't come out. They came out actually on January 3rd of this year. And what I was hearing from Colin O'Mara, the co-chair of MACH 2, was that the partners in MACH 2 were waiting to find out the detail whether they would be eligible for these tax breaks by participating in the hub. And once they did, then they had to go back to the DOE and said, yeah, we want to make this application for funding, which was finally announced on the final Friday of the Biden administration on January 17th. So that's the reason. And just as a footnote to that, Tom, I was asking O'Mara whether the partners in MACH 2 were satisfied with the tax breaks they got, and he said, well, it was sufficient to allow them to go ahead. So it sounded like They didn't get as much as they wanted from this tax rule, but it was enough at least to keep MACH 2 alive.
So what is the initial $18.8 million expected to do for MACH 2? What is it? What are they going to spend it on?
Well, it's going to allow the project to move into what they call their planning phase and their sort of public consultation phase. The partners will be expected to design and develop their own particular projects, whether they're producing, consuming, or distributing the gas. And then jointly to develop things called community benefits agreements. And that will, of course, be part of this public buy-in that the program is going to be seeking in the next 12 to 15 months. Notably, the DOE, the Federal Energy Department, is going to be holding what they call a community briefing on this online on February 13th. So anybody who's interested in learning more about Mark II and how it will work around here would be well advised to dial into that.
John, you talked a little bit earlier about the partners in this project. And when it was initially launched, we heard about a bevy of partners across the region, including Delaware partners like two that you mentioned, PBF Energy and the Delaware City Refinery, Chesapeake Utilities. We also heard at the time Chemours, Bloom Energy, DART, the DuPont Experimental Station. Writ large, are these partners still generally on board? What do things look like right now in terms of this partnership and how it's connected to Delaware?
Well, a couple of them have dropped out. DART and Chemours are no longer part of the program, but others came in and took their place. And one example of that is First State Hydrogen, which would be, if this thing goes ahead, a maker of green hydrogen, and that's a Delaware-based operation. And what the Mark II people tell me is that there's currently 12 partners, and even though there's been some change in the composition of that group, that it hasn't been very much, and they say that they don't expect there to be a whole lot of change in the composition of that group going forward.
I'm sure a lot of people listening hear that initial $18.8 million and think, well, that's a far cry from the $750 million that was initially promised. You know, can the project advance without getting most or all of that promised federal support? And is there any sense of where the new Trump administration stands on continuing to support this financially?
Well, there seems to be general agreement that hydrogen hubs in general cannot survive at this stage without federal support. I heard that from O'Mara. He said that that participants need the tax breaks and the cash assistance because it's still more expensive for some of these so-called hard to decarbonize industries. It's more expensive for them to use hydrogen as a fuel than it is for fossil fuels, and hence the tax breaks. They're designed to sort of bridge that gap. And you know, I pressed O'Mara a bit on whether he expected continued support from the Trump administration, given that administration's let's say championing of fossil fuels and its indication so far, at least, that it's much less interested in renewables. I mean, it has, for example, halted for now the issuance of new permits for offshore wind development. So O'Mara was saying that he does expect continued support for Mark II from the Trump administration, because he says that it meets the administration's goals of developing domestic sources of energy. And he says it is seen as an industrial clean fuel. And I did follow this up with DOE and see if they had anything to add on the outlook for funding, but I didn't get a response to that.
So even if the Trump administration continues to back these hubs, how far away are they from becoming reality? I mean, is it fair to say this industry still remains somewhat in its infancy?
Oh, it's absolutely. And that's, I think that Omar's comments bear that out. And I also was speaking with Mohammed Atwif, who is a researcher into green hydrogen at Princeton University. And he said, well, it's essential for Mark II and other hydrogen hubs, and maybe those throughout the world, not just in the United States, to have this government support at this point, because there is one essential role for government in these networks is to join producers and consumers of hydrogen. And so in his view, there's a legitimate role for the government to play as a sort of a broker in that process.
John, you know, the project has also seen pushback from some environmental groups who question if this is truly green energy and its impact on environmental justice communities. What are they saying, and how much of a barrier could this pushback be to generating support for this project moving forward?
Well, one of the criticisms leveled by the environmental groups is that the production of hydrogen extends the life of methane in the atmosphere. Now, I mean, hydrogen itself is not a greenhouse gas, but apparently it does have this effect. It essentially amplifies the role of methane as a greenhouse gas, and therefore it, you know, contributes to global warming. And it's this criticism, they say, is particularly relevant in the case of hydrogen because it is one of the smallest molecules, and so apparently as a result of that it is very much prone to leaks, and so it will find its way into the atmosphere. There's also a concern about public safety. Hydrogen is an explosive gas, and so the question is, even if it is produced by one of these entities, how does it get to consumers, and does it get there by truck? In which case, you know, that there is always the possibility of trucks overturning or whatever, and you know, possible explosions there. And then another possibility for transportation, of course, is pipelines, and there's great uncertainty over that. So overall, what the environmentalists say is that this is a hugely expensive program that really isn't going to contribute very much to decarbonizing the economy.
And finally, is there still optimism, given all that we've talked about, that this can really happen? From your reporting, it sounds like at least local government and business officials still believe in Mach 2. Is that accurate?
Well, I think it is. I had very supportive comments from the new governor, Meyer, and from Senator Blunt Rochester. They were both very bullish on the potential that Mach 2 has to not only clean up the environment, but also to generate jobs in Delaware. And you know, there are projections around that there could be 20,000 jobs created across the region. So for the moment, the official line is that that Mach 2 is going ahead, and that those folks are very supportive of it. But we should also note that the critics appear to be getting more vocal in their opposition to this. I mean, just a few days ago, we had a joint press release put out by 10 environmental groups, including those in Delaware, I mean, from representing all three states that are involved in this. You know, they spoke with one voice, of course, and they said that, you know, this is the wrong way to be spending taxpayers' money. They were, quote, denouncing the DOE for handing out this money to Mach 2, however modest the sum may be for the moment.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece on the status and future of the Mid-Atlantic Clean Hydrogen Hub, or Mach 2, is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We examine the U.S. Surgeon General's recent warning about the link between alcohol and cancer risk. Next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.